is the riot put into custody.
Whoa, I like that.
We're doing this thing. Nikki, guess what, guys? Since you're the podcast audience, we're going to give you a sneak peek. Nikki and I are right now working on in July. So can't tell you what it is. July!
What do you think it might be? I don't know. That you haven't given me any clues that'll help.
And I'll tell you this. We're getting ready to work on that. And I didn't feel like Nikki and I could go into that without some help. And so I went over. We're actually recording the podcast later than usual today because I went over to White Castle.
And got a breakfast?
Got us like a full-blown breakfast, including soda from the freestyle machine. How did it?
It was great. Mine was great. I forgot they had a freestyle machine.
Oh, I know where all of them are.
We got their waffle sandwiches and then their little hash brown coins.
Oh, the doubloons.
So I feel like we're ready to do the blank and the blankety blank.
In July.
In July. That we'll be doing in a few minutes.
Something we're working on.
Enjoy this podcast, though. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah. So a couple questions that come up in the podcast. Do your feet swell? I talk about my friend Brad.
Might also have to do with the breakfast we had.
Get out of here. Nikki's sunburn and how to treat it. Inflammation. Mm-hmm. It's a problem. It's like a medical podcast today. We try these AM breakfast sausages. That Eric got us from
it's a company that does a lot of jerky.
Yeah, it's like beef jerky.
Yeah.
That's a taste test. Nikki's very intense Instagram rules for following, UPS, and a few other things. So.
And I want to say hey to Donna. We were talking, I don't know if it makes it into the podcast. But
yes, it is actually.
We were talking about how hot it is today in Las Vegas and Phoenix. And Donna's in Phoenix. She says, yes, it's 120 today. No basements here. The ground's too hard. She's going on an Oregon vacation later this week. And so she's already with a bunch of Riot podcasts for her drive. So Donna, have a wonderful vacation and amazing drive.
That led to Nikki and I doing some searching of driving from Phoenix to Oregon. And there could be some great stops along that route. You could hit LA. If you're taking the 5, which I assume it is, you could go over to San Francisco if you wanted. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a long way, but something you could do. Like, there's a lot of great places to go.
A great trip. I never thought about that one, and that would be really, really fun.
Well, anything to escape 120 degrees in Phoenix. Oh, my gosh.
So enjoy the podcast today wherever you're at and whatever temperature it is.
It's the riot.
Sometimes a bad example is the best example. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Now, Nikki, would you say that you're someone that knows about shoes?
About shoes?
Do you know things about shoes?
It depends. Flip-flops? Yes. But like sneakers? Not really.
What about feet? Do you know things about feet?
Maybe.
Okay. I got a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Mail order, whatever. Got them from Amazon. Internet. Mail order. So...
That does sound weird.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, okay. It does.
So
you got a new bride. It's a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, she came. So I got a new pair of shoes from Amazon. And their whole thing is like free returns. I think you have like a month to return it. You're not supposed to wear them outside. So I got them and I have worn them around my house a little bit just to see like, okay, how do these feel? Whatever.
Yeah.
So last night I wore them around for probably about an hour. And by the time I was done, I was like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to wear these. Put them on this morning, just felt like they didn't fit at all.
Really?
Yeah, like, and I wore them, I mean, I don't know if in my garage counts, but that was my outside. I wore them outside, I got in the car, and I was like, these are just uncomfortable.
Then you just must return them.
So, yeah, I'm going to. But, like, is it, you like, your feet swell at night? Is that a thing? It must, that has to be it, right? The shoes haven't changed.
Sometimes your feet can swell in the morning, like you're swelling when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Especially if you had, like, a heavy dinner.
Swell.
Or a lot of salt or something.
In the morning.
And maybe it's just the difference of walking on carpet or walking inside to walking like on the garage floor was enough.
So, okay, this says that you're probably, this is wild. The most common cause for swollen hands or feet when waking is dehydration.
But you drink a lot of water. See our conversation from yesterday's riot.
See our conversation from yesterday.
I don't understand.
I don't understand that either. What that means is the body holds on to fluids. As a result, your hands, fingers, and sometimes your feet swell because of water retention.
They must not swell that much. That must not be it. Your hands aren't swelling, so...
I don't think so.
I mean, you are wearing a shirt with a marshmallow on it, so I can't tell.
Well, marshmallows only swell when you put them in the microwave.
True.
And I haven't been in the microwave this morning.
When facing pressure... I just can't tell because all I can see is a marshmallow. So I can't tell if there's any other swelling.
No, like that's bizarre. So I don't know. Like I'm going to have to wear, I got to get a different pair of shoes. You know what?
The if reality you would have liked them, you would have liked them right away in the beginning.
I didn't like them that much when I put them on. I felt like they were a little narrow, but as I wore them last night, I was like, nah, they're not that bad. And this mm-hmm. morning when I put them on, I was like, this is narrow city. They suck.
Don't mess around with your narrow of the shoes.
These shoes suck.
All you'll be is uncomfortable.
I don't want to fool with it. I just want to
I'm sorry. Boy, another bad time.
Okay, it's ridiculous, but I mean, like, trying on shoes is turning into trying on pants. You just keep trying them over and over again, and nothing fits quite right.
But you're unhappy every time with it.
Yeah.
Well, again, I'm sorry.
Well, okay. Yeah, who wants to go shoe shopping? Not me! Who needs shoes? Me?
Well, you're not actually going shoe shopping, which is why you're having this problem.
No, I've been to stores.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
And then you went and bought what you found at the store online?
No, they didn't have these at the store.
Oh, so you got to find that.
I knew they were a dice roll when I bought them, but man, how come the dice can't come up snake eyes or something? Give me a double. Give me something good.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
You know, I have a lot of friends, but if there's one friend that I would love for you all to meet, his name is Brad. This is not a joke. I don't completely understand why Brad and I were friends. Like, we have a lot of similar likes, but we have so many things that are different. Like, he hunts ducks.
You've never hunted ducks.
I don't hunt ducks. And the thing is, like, he hunts
except
ducks.
Except on duck hunt.
And then cleans it and eats it.
Really?
He will eat the duck. Then he shoots. I don't want to shoot the duck, and I don't want to eat the duck.
How weird.
Well, I mean, lots of thinking. I don't know if weird is fair, because a lot of people do it. It's just not what I do.
Sure. A lot of times you try to, like, your friends are kind of similar.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves baseball. I don't like baseball. I actually like watching it with him because he'll talk to me about it. That's interesting, but like, I don't like baseball. Like, that's not really my thing. But here's the amazing thing about my friend Brad. My friend Brad knows more about me than any of my other friends, I think. I have told him everything bad I've ever done.
All the details.
He knows them inside and out. Like, I don't think there's anything that I haven't told him. And that's the amazing thing. Brad knows all of these things. Brad is still my friend. Like, Brad will text me, how are you doing? Or I'll text him, how are you doing? If something is going on that is not good, he's one of the, if not the first people that I call, hey, Brad, I have a problem.
Hey, Brad, I hate to interrupt the duck hunting.
But you know, I have this problem. And you know what? Like, it's amazing. I wish everyone could have a friend like that. And I got to tell you, the thing that amazes me is that in that way, Brad is a lot like God. He knows all this stuff about me, still loves me, still checks up on me, still wants to be a part of my life. And that's the thing. You may not have a Brad in your life, but I want you to know you can have a Jesus in your life. Jesus knows what you've done, the good stuff and the bad stuff. He knows the bad stuff that you're not telling anybody about. He knows it. He knows the good stuff that you're not telling anybody about. He completely knows who you are and loves you. He absolutely does. And you might think this morning, nobody cares about me. Nobody gives a rip. Everybody walks out on me. This never works out. And it's not true. Jesus loves you. He really straight up cares about you. And he cares about what happens on Tuesday, June 20th. So look, if you don't have a relationship with God, you are missing out. Just say right now, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I need your love. I need you in my life. Show me what it's like to have you around. And look, the great thing is you start a relationship with God. You can talk to him about what's going on. Yeah, he knows. He knows what you're mixed up in, what other people have pulled. He knows all that stuff, but he loves you and he wants to help you and be a part of today. So talk to him about it.
You don't have to apologize unless you've done something wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't even think straight right now.
This is the worst of the riot. We're very, very sorry.
Let me tell you about somewhere I think I've just decided I don't ever want to go. There was a time when it was like, oh, maybe someday I'll go there. But it's Las Vegas. Because as far as I'm concerned right now, it might as well be on fire. Like, you might as well be standing in the middle of a fire if you're going to go to Las Vegas. And you're like, oh, because you're like, you're so hot and you're winning. You're winning?
You're on fire.
All that winning?
No, and also no. Phoenix, it's not just Las Vegas, and Phoenix right now are having some very, 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 very hot temperatures.
So they are saying today in Phoenix, they're calling for 120 degrees.
Las Vegas should be 117.
117. Now keep in mind, that's not the heat index. That's not the, well, when you put the humidity and the smog fog
in the burgers. I know it's a dry heat, but it's still heat.
Screw the dry heat.
It's still heat.
It's a dry heat in your oven.
So the biggest problem is if you're traveling through any of those areas, most airlines have already canceled a lot of flights out of Sky Harbor, but no details on the Vegas airport yet. So that's extremely hot.
Remember a long time ago when we played a band called Sky Harbor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they got their name.
I just remember that, and that's like a hub for one airline. Is it American Airlines or some hub for something?
I'm sure it is. Hub something. All I know is nobody's flying out there today.
Eric was telling me, just because over the weekend they started warning people that the temperatures were going to get so hot, especially in Phoenix, and he was telling me about, and this article talks about, on June 26, 1990, all-time record at Sky Harbor of 122 degrees, and that stopped airplanes from taking off. And I thought, oh, because the ground gets too mushy, the asphalt. Well, it's not really that, because the asphalt is made, it's different there.
Right.
You know, like it's able to withstand hotter temperatures than, say, some other states' asphalt. But they were talking about the planes for their instructions for taking off. Like the details in 1990, they weren't set to be like, well, how do we take off since it changes the air and
right.
how your plane functions? They didn't have instructions for 122 degrees, so they couldn't take off. So now they have instructions, but it's still too hot for some cases to be able to properly take off because you need, what is it? You need more air or something, and you need more airstrip to take off. So it takes longer for a plane to actually get off the ground.
Okay.
And they don't have that.
Oof. Just count me out.
Just period.
I just don't want to be there for that.
I know. No one wants to.
So, man, Vegas. So I guess they're saying, like, don't go outside, so stay in the casinos. Is that what this
says?
Well,
for Vegas, yes.
That's exactly what it says. It says,
probably,
don't go outside.
You're supposed to stay hydrated and indoors during any heat wave.
Man, nope, that's too much for me. Do they have basements there? Because, you know, some parts of the country, they don't build basements in. Do they build basements in Las Vegas?
I don't know. Or even Phoenix. I'm not sure.
Boy, I mean, maybe they have some reason why they don't. But I will just tell you, that is basement weather.
That is.
Turn the air as high as it will go and get in the basement.
That's those type of houses. Have you ever seen where like most of the house is built underground?
Yeah.
Except for the roof and just a little peek of windows.
A little way for you to get out.
That's that type.
Yeah, dude, you would oh my gosh, that is just crazy hot. So, you know what? If you're listening from Vegas or Phoenix today, we recommend, you know, most days we recommend not going outside.
Well, now we really mean it.
Today you got an actual health warning for
it. Like, you could catch up on every movie that's ever come out in the last year and not go outside.
I had a friend of mine that lived in Louisiana, and I don't remember what their temperatures would be, but he said that Louisiana, they've treated the summer the way a lot of states treat winter.
So they get like, heat days?
Well, not that they get heat days, but it would be stuff like you would go out, like people have remote start for their car so you can get the air conditioner started before you go out to your car. And they would basically, he said, run from the house to the air conditioning and then run from the car to wherever you were going. Like people didn't go outside like they were being snowed in. Ugh. Gosh, would you rather have the heat or the snow? Snow, done.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, once you're hot.
At least it's beautiful.
You can add clothes. You can warm up. But when at those temperatures, there's not really a way to cool down anymore.
You're walking around naked. You're just getting a sunburn. And you're not cooled off either. It's a nightmare. No, I can't. I can't even fathom it.
It's the Ryan.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
So if you haven't heard Wonder Woman, it's a hit. Now, admittedly, it's not the biggest hit ever. It's not the hugest hit of all time.
But I feel like it did better, or if not, what they wanted it to.
Yeah.
Compared to underperforming.
It's done well in hearts and minds, because people have done nothing but talk about how crappy the DC movies have been. And this is one that people seem to like. And so far, domestically, it's made about $275 million. And I believe if you count internationally, it's up over $500 million at this point.
That's a pretty good amount.
So it's done pretty well. But people are starting to poke around its financials just a little bit. And they found something that people are like, what the what?
So, flag on the Wonder Woman play.
Nikki, how much do you think that Gal Gadot
was paid
for her role in Wonder Woman?
Don't tell me it was less than what maybe she should have been.
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I would say $15 million. No? Okay. $10
million. $300,000.
No.
Well, now
no way.
That has a lot of the internet going.
Hold up.
Equal pay for equal work.
Unless she has rights in other ways.
So it goes like this. She was paid $300,000. They say that for her appearances in Wonder Woman, this movie, Batman v Superman, and the upcoming Justice League films, she will make roughly like a total of about $1 million. Now, she also has an option in her contract that no one knows what it is, but once the film reaches a certain point,
she gets paid
more money. Like, she'll get paid a bonus. But, again, a lot of people are like, well, that's just a case of women not making as much money as men. But it's interesting, Chris Evans for Captain America, his first Captain America movie, $300,000.
That was the starting off point for him?
Uh-huh. And so you've got to understand, while she's just like Chris Evans, she's been in other movies, but she's not, I mean, you could argue that she is now, but she was not necessarily a huge Hollywood star.
They're not overpaying, because what if then it did not do well and they sunk all that money in it? But did it say, though, do they have the deal of like, okay, you get so much of royalties or like DVDs or merchandise or Blu-rays?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's how they get more money in the end.
The people who wrote this article didn't know either. They just know like what her flat salary was. Though, again, they say that there's probably more to the deal than just that. But that is the dollar amount. It's so much less than I imagined.
We only hear normally big numbers from like super, well, not even superstars though, because sometimes you'll hear like 15, 20, 25 million for someone who's like, they're not bringing that in for the movie.
How about Captain America Civil War? Robert Downey Jr. reportedly made $40 million.
That's crazy.
To appear in that movie.
Yeah.
But that movie made massive bank, and you can't deny that Iron Man versus Captain America wasn't a big part of that. So, I mean, you know, I'll tell you, Nikki, if they want me, I'm not coming in for less than $300,000.
Hey, that'd be an honor just for $300,000.
I'm not coming in for less than
that.
We
will take it.
So,
we're not even going to negotiate. We'll just take that amount.
Well, I mean, we might negotiate a little.
No, I'm fine. I'll do something for $300,000.
All right.
The worst of the riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the riot on Radio U.
Holy crap, I'm going to need to go to Burger King.
We found food news.
We did find food news. Nikki did. It wasn't me.
She
went out there and found it.
I knew there was stuff. I knew it.
I really haven't heard of this yet.
So the Burger King Fruit Loops milkshake has been around for a little bit.
It has. The last 2 months, actually.
But now they have a new flavor.
I'm not a Fruit Loops guy. Like, it's never been my thing. I remember having it before, and it's like...
But is this your cereal?
Oh, dude, Lucky Charms. The only thing that's missing here from this Lucky Charms milkshake is if they could make it a chocolate Lucky Charms milkshake.
Maybe if you ask them.
I actually go to Walmart, and there's one other store I found where I can buy chocolate Lucky Charms. And I buy... They only sell it in a family size or, you know, a me size box. And... yes, it's fantastic. So they have launched the Burger King Lucky Charms shake. They say it tastes like, it really tastes like Lucky Charms.
Which they said about the Fruit Loops once. I think they're on the cereal trend and they must have got like the base good.
Yeah.
And then they just toss in whatever cereal they want.
I want to know what that tastes like.
So it's been testing in some areas, but it should be available nationwide. If not now, then maybe soon.
Oh, yeah. Don't you feel like you deserve that today? Like, kick back with a Lucky Charm milkshake?
That actually does not sound that good to me.
It doesn't?
I'm not a huge fan of Lucky Charms, and I also don't like milkshakes as much.
I'm not a huge milkshake fan either, and I love Lucky Charms, but it's just one of those things where it's like, that is weird enough that it deserves to be tried.
I think the last time I tried one of their milkshakes was the Dr. Pepper one.
and tell them, Nikki, what happened after you had that Dr. Pepper milkshake?
I epically threw up all that night. So.
She stood at the sink, stomping her feet, throwing up into the sink.
So the milkshake was good in the beginning, but not good memories after that.
Oh, gosh. I think I'm...
I'll pass. You try it and let us know.
Okay, I will.
Because you love Lucky Charms. You should try it.
It seems like it's perfect, right? I like Lucky Charms. It's good.
Bring a little baggie of like your chocolate Lucky Charms and just toss it in.
I thought you were going to say in case I throw up.
Oh, no, 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 no. I think you'll be fine.
In that case, bring a big baggie. A really big one.
Perhaps more along the lines of a bucket.
That's what you want to be thinking about right there. So, yep, it's out there. Ooh,
the
Lucky
other
Charms
thing,
milkshake.
Did you see I sent you right after?
Gorgeous.
That I'm more interested in.
Prickly pear and mango pineapple frappuccinos might be coming to Starbucks.
As in like today.
So how do we know?
I don't know. The prickly pear or a pineapple mango frappuccino. The pineapple mango one.
That's you?
That's me right there. In a drink form.
I think I would go for prickly pear.
Well, that makes the show work.
Well, that way we could both have one.
Mm-hmm. So they're talking that might be the new drinks today.
Okay, so that's a rumor that they may be out. Did you try their website? Did you see if they had
I did not. No, I just looked at the rumor sites. I like the gossip more than the truth when it comes to these drinks.
Nikki and I are really into food gossip.
Okay, I don't know if you guys are or not, but they say today, and that's the gossip. Which means if they say today... You know, if you go, of course, they're not going to like you. No. They might not have it.
Starbucks' big thing on their cover this morning is the Born This Way Foundation and the four drinks that you can drink that makes you give money
to
them.
Well, if anybody's in the Starbucks drive-thru.
Oh, no. But see, they haven't updated their website today because that says that promotion's runs through June 19th. Today's June 20th.
Maybe there's something. If you guys are going through the drive-thru, let me know if you want to go ahead and pre-ask for me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm definitely going to be going to have my eyes locked on the food rumor sites today.
So you got a Lucky Charms milkshake or a pineapple mango frappuccino or a prickly pear frappuccino.
Well, if they turn out to be real, these photos are quite lovely.
Let's just drink all of our calories today, shall we?
Well, you drink and eat them. I'm not holding back. I just want to make sure that I'm getting enough.
You get everything.
Ever wonder what Nikki is doing when she isn't rioting? Find her Twitter feed at riot.radiou.com. Obadiah is there too, but who cares what he's doing? The Riot. Food fight.
All right, we got Jack Link's AM. Breakfast sausage. Excuse me. You know, I didn't notice this word before. Dried.
Breakfast sausage. So, like, are you a person that likes beef jerky? If so, normally beef jerky's a little heavy for the morning.
If you think that this is going to be a light, fluffy...
Well, I don't know. It's a breakfast sausage turkey or a jerky.
There's going to be some meat sweats coming up.
Is it?
Yeah, like that is a...
Oh, this is spicy. I forgot.
I mean, that is a...
Dried breakfast sausage made with applesauce, hot and spicy. I don't like
it. It just smells like beef jerky.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't.
But it looks like a shriveled up sausage link.
That's because that's what it is. They made sausage and then they dried it out. You just jumped right
or
in there.
Or it looks like you made sausage and you left it out, like you didn't clean
for
up
a really
right away.
For a long time. Yeah.
It tastes like jerky.
Yeah. It is spicy. Whoa. I'm feeling.
Are you feeling it?
I don't like it.
Boy, nothing's going right today, is it?
Well, no, I'm doing fine.
You just don't like it? It's not bad. I think it's pretty good.
Oh, no.
Made with applesauce and everything.
You know what? I'll show you what it comes down to. Rinse it out. Get it out. Doing all right?
That's fine.
Excellent. I can't talk yet.
Because it's still there. It really is like having sausage that just got left out. It's not like having jerky.
But it's not like really good sausage, I don't think.
Well, this is meant to stand the test of time.
Here's the thing. Like, yes, it is. I don't really like Slim Jims or like this kind of beef jerky. What I really like is flat beef jerky. When it's like a sausage where it's just like pieces rolled up in some kind of skin and dry. I don't like that as much. You, however, are still eating it.
Well, I'm hungry. I'm just going to just tell you the truth.
Beggars can't be choosers.
I am honestly very hungry. So I'm not going to have two and you get three in a serving. But I am going to eat the rest of this one.
Right. Do you want the rest of mine?
No, it's fine.
It looks like a cigar.
It does, kind of.
I want to pretend that I have a little cigarello that I'm smoking.
I kind of I still like beef jerky more, but this is the Jack Link's AM breakfast sausage, hot and spicy.
I don't want it.
I feel like we're having jerky at very early morning hours.
I'm not hungry enough for this.
I'm going to finish mine now, though.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Nikki, how is your sunburn today?
Better. I woke up. I had a wicked sunburn on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't sun poisoning, though in certain parts it might have crossed over into that. But it was very, very bad, and it hurt a lot. And Sunday was bad. Monday, yesterday, was terrible because I had to fully get dressed to work.
You were walking around, and when you have a sunburn, there's a stiffness.
There is. And it hurt because anytime you'd move your arms, it was like they were stuck or something.
Yeah.
And today when I woke up, that was gone. It still hurts, especially my arms, and it's still really red. But I hope that browns out and not just, what's the word? Blisters or whatever.
Yes.
No, what is the other word? Peel. I hope it just doesn't peel.
It's going to peel.
No, I put a lot of lotion on. A lot of lotion.
Why are you afraid of it peeling?
I don't want it to peel.
What, you just don't like the look?
Yeah, and then it's frustrating because it's peeling everywhere.
Covered. You've got your
sleeves covered. No, it'll peel. I think my face will peel and my head will peel. So.
You know, Nikki, you have a lot of peel. Of a peel?
Of something.
Right.
But it's better today.
Okay, good. Well, I have here, I thought about you last night, and I have this article on things that you should do
next time
you get a bad sunburn. They say that one of the most important things that you need to do is hydrate.
Yes, I saw that.
Because they say, like, your skin is basically sucking moisture away from the rest of your body. Now, of course, you think water, but this particular guy, Dr. Stillman,
I've never heard of him.
He is a skin doctor. He says,
am I supposed to drink something else?
He says green tea is better.
Really?
Because it's high in antioxidants, which help repair damaged DNA.
So not like a diet Dr. Pepper?
You know what, Nikki? I'm not going to tell you you can't have that.
That's
water. My thing is, you've got Dr. Stillman, who I don't know, and then Dr. Pepper, who I'm very familiar with.
That's true. Well, I might roll the dice on that.
Okay, Dr. Erin Gilbert, she's a New York-based dermatologist. She says that you should avoid anesthetics like benzocaine or lidocaine.
On Saturday. I am sorry I did.
They said they only take away the pain momentarily.
Because I needed to have the pain taken away. It was so bad.
This is when they wear off, you feel the pain even more. Well, then you just put it back on.
Yeah, you can have more than one application.
Can you just keep putting it on?
We'll say yesterday, last night, the part that I knew was starting to get better but really bothered me more, it all started to itch. Like welts started coming out. And I started to itch them.
So, this says to never break blisters. That they actually protect your skin from infection. So if you get blisters, don't break them.
Okay.
When I was a kid and I had blisters, they were like, well, pop them.
So, well, I think that was a different type, not from a sunburn.
No. That was sunburn blisters. Mm. Oh, my poor shoulders. Never again, Nikki. I don't care if I have to walk around in a wetsuit all summer.
He will always be protected from the sun.
I am not getting a sunburn like that again. Unless, I get left out in the desert and abandoned to die, but then I'm dying. So
is there any other tips, or is that mostly it?
You know what? You have to wonder if somebody somewhere didn't get paid to say this, but according to Dr. Stillman, they say there's only one officially licensed, who licenses this, thing to put on a sunburn, something called Soleve Sunburn Relief. They said it's a mixture of ibuprofen, isopropyl, and something else that's supposed to be good for relieving sunburn. Yeah,
maybe.
I've never heard of it before. So leave sunburn relief. So that was their recommendation. For all we know, this guy wrote this article because he made it.
He's paid by big pain.
big sunburn paid for all of this.
That's right. This show's brought to you by Big Sunburn.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's a possibility. For me, like I said, I'm just moving into the basement. I ain't coming out.
No, I want to go back out. I knew I got a big sunburn because I haven't been out in the sun in a long time.
Yeah.
And
so you just want to damage your skin more so you can get used to it?
Well, now it knows. Now it knows we're serious.
Okay.
And I also forgot to put on sunscreen, and that was my bad. So now I know as well.
Okay.
I just couldn't find it, and before I knew it, I was in the pool, and hours went by, and I learned a very difficult lesson.
It's tough.
A very big lesson.
It's tough.
The Riot.
Apparently, some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
I'm burping sausage now. I mean, I just had a little bite, and I just burped, and I was like, oh, sausage.
We didn't just have sausage.
Oh, sausage.
We had a Riot food fight where we tried. It's like breakfast jerky. It's like beef jerky, but it's pork.
And
it was Jack Link's, which is a beef jerky thing.
It's a brand.
AM dried breakfast sausage with applesauce. I don't know why they keep promoting that part.
I'll just tell you right now, it looks a lot like a doggy treat.
A doggy treat that the doggy left you, or a treat you'd give a doggy?
Not a euphemism.
But
like
a real
literally
doggy treat?
A little sausage link that I'd give my dog.
A snossage!
Snossages. We just had snossages.
Yes, we had snossages. But it was a hot and spicy flavor, and it does leave a lasting impression on you. It's a smart snack, they say.
It's something.
That just means it's got a lot of protein.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
And only one carb.
Protein's going to fix everything, guys. Protein's going to fix everything.
That's what a lot of the industry would have you believe.
Hey, I got a friend of mine right now that's trying to get me to go on this thing called The Plan, and it's all about inflammation, Nikki. They say the biggest problem in your body right now, it's inflammation, okay? So what you got to do is you go on a detox, and then
you find the things that inflame your body.
Right, the things that your body reacts to.
So you have to slowly add things back in to then figure out what's not good for you?
That's exactly right.
It makes sense.
I mean, yeah, but a lot of things make sense. You know what's the problem in your body right now? Anti-zobotidins. And the thing is a lot of food, they have the zobotidins in them. Okay.
Anything that we want.
And they're caused by a lot of modern living, the chemicals that you're putting in your body.
Sure.
You're getting all these zobotidins from all these chemicals and stuff.
So basically, we can't add most of the foods back into rotation because...
You can't have any of the zobotidins. Now, the only food and water that you can have is what I'm going to sell you. I've got zobotidin-free food, and it's going to fix everything.
Stop. Is that a real word? Because I think you're lying.
What are you talking about? You look up zobotidin. It's not everywhere on the internet yet.
Maybe it's because I'm not spelling it right.
We're still, working on it.
Are you going to try the program?
I was thinking about it because I have noticed that, just like burping this sausage, there seem to be,
a couple inflammations.
Certain things that cause certain reactions.
Oh, I don't want to be around, though, while you're trying. Do that when you go on vacation so that then you could try to...
No, I would do that when I come back.
So then when you come back, you figured out all the triggers.
I'll tell you when I'm on it. Not that you'll need me to tell you.
Oh,
You'll know it. You'll know. I'm going to be so much healthier and so much less inflamed. Like, I'm so inflamed right now. But I'm going to get rid of
fat that's making people look larger. It's just everybody's inflamed.
I'm swollen.
You're swollen from it. You're bloated.
I'm not swole. I'm swollen.
Yes.
Which is not the same.
Okay, good luck to you on that whenever you start that.
Here we go. The Metabolism Plan. Discover the foods and exercises that work for your body to reduce inflammation.
Nothing. Want to do nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Just don't want to do anything.
Don't you want to be less inflamed?
That'd be
great. Look at how inflamed you are now.
I am swollen, too, because of the sunburn. I have a terrible sunburn.
You are so inflamed.
I am.
And we could stop that inflammation.
Okay, well, maybe I'll look into it, too. We can see what bothers us.
I mean, I can think of a bunch of stuff right now, but I'm...
Everything we like. What if they say chicken? Like fried chicken? Fingers.
I don't know. Let's start with that. Let's test that first and see if I get inflamed. I'm hungry.
Well, what are you supposed to feel like if you get inflamed?
I don't know.
I don't know
how I'm supposed to tell. It must be in the book. I have to read the book to find out how I'm inflamed.
No, let's just go online and read a synopsis, a short one, from the diet then.
Let's just go for that.
I'm sure we'll be doing it just right.
That's a better... You know what? I like that. That's less effort, and that way I can quit sooner. I can have a really negative attitude and quit a lot faster just jump straight to that.
Coming soon.
I didn't say nothing.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
You'd think that we wouldn't need to tell you this, but I'm going to go ahead and just go there. Okay, yeah. If you're out golfing with friends and one of them dares you, let me tee up on your butt. No, really. And so you're going to pull your pants down. I'm going to put my golf tee in the joining of two cheeks. I'm going to put a golf ball on it, and I'm going to hit it off the tee.
While you're laying down on the ground.
Don't do it. And the thing is, you're like, oh, Obadiah, that's so ridiculous. Can I tell you that I now know of two recorded incidents of this taking place? One of which, I had to look it up, it was 2015. No, okay. It happened in 2012. The lawsuit was settled in 2015. There was a Playboy model at a Playboy blah, blah, blah golfing event in which somebody teed up to hit a golf ball off of her. And have you ever seen anybody take a divot when they go golfing? That's when they golf a little too low and they end up taking some grass out. But see, if your butt is what the grass should be,
it just hits that.
It is some of the craziest bruising I've ever seen in my life. So that girl, she got hit in the butt.
Then she got money.
Yeah, we don't know how much, but she got some money.
Now this guy looks like a friendly bet between friends.
This is a guy that is known only as Big Kev. That's what they call him, Big Kev.
Don't you think he's embarrassed to be seen how he's been seen? Like, I've completely seen his bottom.
I mean, like, he lays, but he's got his pants down. He is what they call butt naked, okay? Then his friend tees up, and I want you to know, I have watched this video about 40 times,
and
I can't
laughing.
Stop laughing. Because
it obviously, then he's in so much pain afterwards.
He immediately regrets this because he thinks his friend can do it. Here, listen. Here comes. He's teeing up.
What are you doing? Just think. I don't know if you can hear that. Then you just hear screaming. But my favorite is hear the tink.
I should have had it queued up better so you guys could hear it. That guy is screaming, and then he starts rolling on his back and kicking
still
his feet.
Still naked? Would you like, close your eyes. Don't look. Don't look at this guy.
I laughed so hard. And so look, I just see this is a guy.
A lesson, a learning lesson?
He needed to learn. Nobody told him, Nikki. Like, nobody told him. First off, there are two things that we can learn from this. Number one, stop drinking on the golf course.
That's a big one.
Because, you know,
it's a long trip, all those holes.
People do that. You need to hydrate with some water instead of picking up a beer for the back nine, because it leads to you doing really stupid things. That's one.
Yes.
And then two, no matter how much you've had to drink or how good of a golfer you think your friend is, when he says, hey, I want to tee up on your butt and hit this golf ball.
I want you in your mind to go, wait a minute, I heard Obi say this. What did he say to do?
Did he say that it was a good idea? That can't be it. I think it was no, I'm not doing it.
Obi said
refuse.
Not to, so say no.
You will not be teeing up on me, sir. Not a good idea. I've been hit with a golf club. It hurts.
Yes.
It hurts. You don't want that experience. But if you do, make sure you video it because I want to watch it.
But.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
So who are your new hot follows on Instagram, Nikki? What are you into
the new
these
hot
days?
Ones? Yeah. No one really. Like, I don't follow too many people. Yeah. I might go to their account.
Only a select few.
No, I just, not really. But I might go and still check out their account. But okay. I don't, and off the top of my head.
It's not really easy for someone to snag Nikki like that. Get you interested. Not many people have interesting enough lives for Nikki to want to peek in and see what you're up to.
I'm the same way on Twitter when it comes to like how many people you follow. And I just didn't want to be so rude to eventually be down the road, not necessarily
to unfollow them.
Yeah, to want in the feed. So I keep my feed just really small, but I'll go check people's stuff and still like it that way. But to follow, I'd rather not start that. And then if something happened, then unfollow, and then it's weird.
Oh, okay. But on Instagram, can you tell when someone unfollows?
Well, I mean,
you see your number go down.
And plus, I think if you look at their thing, it shows.
Really?
But I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I seldom even look. I'm just like, I'm doing my own thing on Instagram, and then I'm just like,
normally
whatever.
It's just we post, but you know, it depends if you're looking on the feed.
I got a few friends that I follow though, and I'm going to start following Rabid Peach.
Rabid?
Yeah, you know, like the rabbits.
The little bunny rabbit things?
Yeah, those things that are going to be in the new Mario game. Yeah, they've started a Rabid Peach account, and I'll tell
Princess
you.
Princess Peach.
Princess Peach, like Mario. And it's, I mean, I don't want to judge her, but like, it's a little disturbing.
Why? How do you spell rabbits?
R-A-B-B-I-D-P PEACH. Rabid Peach.
Peach. Okay.
Yeah. So
almost 11,000 followers already.
Well,
the real, unexpected, gorgeous, and unique princess.
Yeah. Ooh, like when you get that picture of her, turning around.
There's video, too.
I feel just as surprised as Mario when Peach turns around and it's a rabid.
Apparently, this has been an account for a while.
Well, I think they just updated
it. They just changed it?
I think it was at one time just a rabbits thing, and now it's Rabbit Peach. And so she is, I mean, they got a lot of pictures of her. Oh, my gosh. One glass of grape juice, one hot bath. So it's like she's in the bath.
Parroting other ones.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny, dude. Like, that's social media done right.
Okay, now, are you going to follow this? Because if you did, wouldn't you just only follow for a little bit? So what's the point?
And then eventually you drop it?
Yeah, because are you going to be following Rabid Peach for like years and years to come? Is that what you have come to?
Well, man, Nikki, I'm not marrying her. I'm just following her on Instagram.
I feel like a follow is dating or something.
No,
it's at least a nod of like I'm interested.
It sounds to me like when you follow, it's a commitment.
It is a commitment. And it's harder to make a commitment, so I don't follow as many.
Man, that's pretty tough. Like, I mean, it's no wonder you're not following very many people, like, with those kind of standards.
Well, I just wasn't sure. Are you going to follow the Rabbit Bunny Peach thing?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
That's like when you followed the one lady who used to smush her face in the bread.
I still follow her bread face blog. It's really weird. It's just this woman in Japan that smashes her face in bread.
Like, I'm not ready for that commitment, but you're still following.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll see her in my feed, and she just like, I have no idea what she actually looks like.
Yeah.
You just see her very quickly put her face down and smash it in bread, and that's... But it's always exotic bread.
It is.
So it's like a weird, different kind of bread.
Mm.
She puts more work into that like 15-second bread face blog than I put into my whole week.
Entire week.
I mean, like, she really, really works that. I don't know if she monetized it at all. Like, I don't know if there's any money in bread face blogging, but...
Sure there is.
She's doing it.
Oh, so there's something, a new person to follow, like Obi was mentioning, if you're
Rabbit
going
Peach.
To.
Yeah, but apparently... Following someone is too much, so I guess you shouldn't. I wouldn't want you to feel like you have to stay with them.
Think about it. It's more like if you just think about it before, if it's family or friends, because you don't want to make it awkward.
So you're saying you will follow family or friends, maybe.
Maybe.
That's a big maybe.
Like I follow you.
Right.
Felt very confident with that one.
Well, you stuck with me for a while.
I figured I might as well.
Might as well.
It's no bread face blog, but it'll do.
It's not as entertaining, but I was thinking about maybe going to get a Coke freestyle later.
Make sure you take a pic of that.
Recycling paper is like planting a tree. Recycling the riot is like burning down the rainforest.
We ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
In the holidays, like the Christmases and the Thanksgivingses, and all the stuff in between. I order a lot of stuff online and have it shipped to me. And here's the thing. Get it from that Amazon. Get that 2-day shipping. Get it to me. And then everybody else is like, well, we're going to do free shipping too.
So it becomes an overloaded time.
So like Target, Best Buy, all these different companies, they're all doing, you know, free shipping. And UPS is just like, you know what? We're tired of being the frame that you're building your online wars on, okay? So UPS has just announced that they're doing a little something called a surcharge. They're going to start peak delivery times.
No way.
Check this out. Between November 19th and December 2nd, every single package, ground package, that gets shipped via UPS is going to just get an extra 27 cents.
Charge on it. So what, to cover the price of all the extra...
Basically, November 19th is like the Friday before Black Friday. And then December 2nd, that's like a week after Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving's early this year. So now,
do you think we'll ever see that? Like on things that we buy? Or is just the retailer going to just eat that cost?
Well, Nikki, let me ask you a question. Okay. do retailers normally just absorb costs, that or means, they normally find a way to pass it on to you?
So they're either going to charge, but they're going to still try to make it free shipping. They're not going to change that.
So that means that they either raise the prices on items.
Of the items, or you get some sort of weird, like a tax thing.
It'll be like 99 cent shipping. So something. They would do something, or they would say free shipping. This might be it. They'll say free shipping, but then they'll charge a handling fee.
A little processing.
So it'll be like when you get to the end of your order, when you're not even really paying attention, you're
just clicking
at
that point.
Like you're buying that thing, it's $19.99, you get to the end, and you notice you're like, free shipping. And then it'll say handling and tax. And maybe you won't even notice, but they just chuck that on.
Or if not, I would wonder if a retailer would rather absorb that cost into the price of the item so you wouldn't know.
They might.
I would assume that way.
I don't know. Then that's that 2 week period they're going to do that. And then December 17th through the 23rd.
I would think that'd be a bigger one with all the Christmas stuff.
27 cents for ground shipments, 81 cents for next day air, and 97 cents for 2 or 3 day delivery.
Hey, UPS, let's even FedEx. Let's take a trip back to last Christmas and the Christmas before, where weren't people mad at you because you couldn't even still get it delivered on time?
Well, don't you think that's
Is this going to just be to go to UPS, or is this actually going to go to get more drivers so that they don't have that problem again?
My guess would be that the stress that is placed on their infrastructure, they are going to try to offset the cost of that. Like, I assume that's what this is going to end up being for. And so basically what you just said, a couple years ago, I bought my mom something for Christmas. It came like a week after Christmas. It was so
even things
late.
That are supposed to have fast shipping, they come late.
Yeah, like they don't always make it during that time. So they're trying to prop up the infrastructure. I got to tell you what, though, it's just like, just feels like it's ruining one more thing. I'm like, oh, free shipping. And they're like, well, we didn't.
Well, not quite.
They don't know that we mean free shipping. It's just something that you say, you know?
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Yesterday was terrible because I had to fully get dressed to